Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
We are halfway home on a Wednesday. It's June 4th. Victory Wednesday again, nail biter, come from behind victory for our San Diego Padres, and man, feels good. I gotta say, it feels good winning 8 out of 11. It's the diciest 8 of 11 I think we've ever been a part of, but hey, we'll take it, man. We don't complain about wins on this program. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer, and Ben Higgins is your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Got a text from the missus just now, and they are off to the zoo for the first grade field trip. Remember those last 10 days of school?
Yes.
When you were a kid?
Amazing.
Elite. Like the only,
maybe the best.
The only time I ever liked going to school, because it was just a, basically just did nothing. Like you went and they're like, just go play, have fun. We're going to watch movies. We're going to go on field trips. We're going to extra gym.
When the teacher would pull in the cart. The TV and the VCR.
No,
and you knew there was no lesson involved.
My elementary school, we would always do a field day, which
field day was elite.
So much fun.
I don't think they can do it anymore. They do something like it, but it's not like it used to be.
That orange drink that they'd bring out that was incredibly sweet.
But it was also like kind of spicy. It
kind of
like burned your throat.
Because I don't think they added enough water.
It was like Tang, but it wasn't Tang.
No, it wasn't Tang. It was like that
high C,
but not high C.
Stronger.
It was like generic high C, stronger.
We have high C at home.
Yeah, they do. They do. They're doing like at Bo School. They're doing like it's like field day, but they don't do all the events. They don't do like the throw, and they like do a bunch of running and stuff, which actually sounds terrible. But
we had like a jogathon.
Yeah, we did that too.
They already did totally the jogathon. Different. Field day was like every classroom or grade or whatever, however you split it up, like would have their kind of time to rotate through, and there was like, you know, it was like
The Olympics
picnic games.
Yeah.
But for like an Olympic style, you know, carry the egg on a spoon.
No, J to the J. It wasn't Five Alive, although I loved Five Alive.
I did too.
And
I'll drink some.
Do they make that still? Is that they don't make it anymore?
I'll drink some Sunny D on you, real good too. Today. Yeah. Love Sunny D.
That's Sunny D seltzer
that still exists, but Five Alive is gone. Rest in peace. Shout out to its family.
Shout out to its family.
What happened to Five Alive?
Shout out to his family.
Different fruit juices, kind of citrusy, orangey, but also tropical.
It's good.
It was delicious. My grandma always used to have it in her fridge.
Remember Ecto Cooler?
The green one.
The green one from Ghostbusters. High C Ecto Cooler. Yeah. Tasted like butt.
No, not good. Not like Five Alive.
But man, I just remember the day, remember the field trip days? I loved them.
What was the best field trip you ever went on?
Man, when I lived in the Northeast, we went on some good ones. I mean, we went to New York City.
Really?
Yes.
They trusted like the teachers
to
take you into the city.
Bro, remember the story?
They didn't lose any kids?
I felt so bad, dude. I think about it. This is sixth grade. How old are you in sixth grade? 12?
12, yeah.
So you are, in sixth grade, you're aware now of girls. And you're aware that I like that. Whatever that is, I'm in. And I want you to think that I'm cool and I want to impress you. And I will, bro, I'll never forget this as long as I live. I think I've told this story before. We go to our New York field trip and this guy in our class, Doug, shows up, decided to dress like Bjorn Borg for some reason that day and had white shorts on and a white, like, Izod shirt. White on white, white shoes.
I like the Bjorn Borg.
He's missing the headband, but he was in white on white. So we go to New York. He's like a mildly popular dude. Mildly. He was like in the middle. And we're walking around. I think we're at the Statue of Liberty. And we're walking like, wow, this is amazing. And all of a sudden, this pigeon flies over and just green.
Not white.
Green. All over dude's clothes. And literally, the whole class is like, ha, 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 ha. And these kids are awful. They're awful. And they're like, oh, my God, dude, you have bird ass all over you. Never forgotten. And I think that he's in a cabin somewhere right now. Thinking about, remember that day I decided to go with the all white and that bird crapped on my shoulder as he pours himself his fourth whiskey of the morning. I don't think he's ever gotten over it because, I mean, he got ridiculed mercilessly for it. And he didn't even do anything wrong. He's just walking and looking and he got green pigeon ass all over him. And that's my standout memory of that field trip. But we would go, when you lived in the Northeast, when you lived in Connecticut, you could go to Boston and you could go to New York and all these cool places. And but yeah, any field trip, it didn't matter. It could be an old mill. Right. I don't care. As I'm out of school. I'm seeing cool stuff. I'm with my friends on the bus.
Bro, we'd go see like a play that I could not care less about. And I'm just, like, I'm in.
I loved it. And so now that, you know, they're going to the zoo today, which is awesome. Such a fun trip. Now, my wife is a chaperone. So she got her group. It's like four of the worst boys in the class. As far as like the hellion demon seeds, she got them all. She got her groups last night and let the expletives fly. She's like, you have got to be kidding me. This is my group. I was like, have fun. Have fun.
And it's more fun than a day of school, obviously.
Oh, of course.
But you get there and they don't let you do all the, you know, get all the sugary snacks and everything. So you miss on some of the things you love.
So here's the deal. The chaperones now, they said, take your group and go. You don't have to. There's no organized activity. The only organized activity is getting to the zoo. There's no, hey, meet up for the. You take your group, the chaperone, and go do whatever you want.
No special session with an educational, like, trainer who tells you about the rhinoceros or anything
that.
It's a day at the zoo with your pod.
You're basically taking four kids to the zoo today is what she's doing. And then we'll meet up at this allotted time to get back on the bus. But, yeah, there's no, you know, they don't have to do anything, and they just get to go to the zoo on a school day, which is just an elite, elite day. I loved it. I loved it so much.
I remember going to the mission up in San Juan Capistrano, and that was exciting because we got to go on the train.
Oh, you took the train.
We know you love trains. And apparently, maybe my love for trains is deeply ingrained.
Started there.
Because that was the most exciting part of the trip. Mission was fine. That was a history lesson. I think that was third grade.
Oh, okay, that's pretty young.
That was third grade, pretty young. But something you said stuck with me when you were talking about kid with the pigeon.
Doug.
When you said he was like moderately popular, middle.
Yeah, middle of the pack.
Chad Hanks, this is from your boy Doug. Doug.
Why do we do that? It's inherent. You can't stop it. Kids will assign popularity levels. Somehow it will be inevitable, no matter how much we try as adults to say, obviously this is counterproductive, it's bad for self-esteem. If you have popular kids, then you inherently have
unpopular kids.
No one wants their kid to be the unpopular kid. No kid wants to be the unpopular kid. But you can't have popular kids without inherently there being then unpopular kids.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, some of the ones that I remember growing up, I was friendly with all of them. I really was friendly with every. I was like, hey, you're new here. Like, hey, welcome. I was always pretty accommodating guy, always. And had different pods of friends. And I still do across the country. I have really good groups and pods of friends everywhere. And I could get along with anybody. But that being said, some of the ones went out of their way to make sure they were not popular. You know what I mean? They did things that you're like, bro, like, Can't do that. I can't hang out with you because you do some of these awful things, right? He made sure, and you never knew what was going on at home. You had a sense with some of them. There was some. It wasn't great for them at home, and it certainly wasn't great for them at school. You know, as we know, kids can be really, really cruel. I've tried to teach both of my boys from an early age, like, we love and are friendly to everyone, every single person. Because, you know, nobody wants their kid to go to school and feel left out. But it's inevitable. It happens.
Yeah, but you can be friendly to someone. It doesn't make him popular.
Correct. They're better now. It's more inclusive now than it used to be.
It is.
But it's still not great.
It is, but... It's something just inherent, maybe in our species,
yeah,
that we will identify popular people and then thus unpopular people at the same time. Yeah. And it sticks with us for a long time.
But you can be popular in your group of unpopular kids. You know what I mean? It just everybody finds their people at some point.
And that is true.
That's where you find your people.
Jada the J.O. says, seems like Benny has some deep-rooted anti-school popularity issues. I was certainly not in the cool kids group ever growing up, but, you know, found my group of friends, you know, that tended to be on the nerdier side, which was fine. We thought we were cool enough for ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, we would make fun of the popular kids because they were so popular.
Correct.
Like, you know, that's just what you did. I don't know if that's just a protective response that you do. But we probably shouldn't have made fun. I'm sure the popular kids were really nice too. They weren't mean to us, really.
We would have been friends if we were in the same class. I would have been friends with Ben in a heartbeat. Ben was just like many of my friends. Smart. He was a smart dude. Didn't get in trouble. I would have leaned on a guy like Ben and did often to help me pass tests and stuff. I would have tried to copy off of you all the time, and you probably wouldn't have let me. The hand.
Shield my
Big
paper,
arm.
Like lean over my paper.
He would rat on me. Yeah.
Well, I would not. It's not that I'm not friendly and wouldn't want to help you, but I wouldn't want to get in trouble. I'd worry that I would get in trouble for helping you.
It's fair.
With your test or paper
or
whatever.
That's fair.
Do you guys ever have sleepaway field trips in school?
No.
Just one. We had to go in junior high. We spent a night on a boat in Dana Harbor. We read 2 years before the mast about like living on a sea ship by Richard Henry Dana, and we spent the night on the boat, like doing. You had to get up and do a shift like in the middle of the night.
The poop deck,
yeah, something like that.
We had two in sixth grade. It was the last year of elementary school, and they deemed 12-year-olds old enough to go on sleepaway trips in the fall. It was part of the Washington State curriculum. It was called Camp Waskowitz.
We had sixth grade camp.
Yeah.
And you had to go for, but it was like sleepaway in the mountains at this camp for a week. And then later in the year, towards the end of the year, we got to go to the Washington coast to a old retired World War II military base.
Yeah.
And it's right on the coast. Their job was to be on guard for submarines to come in through the Pacific Ocean into the Puget Sound.
Nice.
We got to see all of it. We got to play like capture the flag in these barracks, which was unbelievably
so
cool.
Fun.
And then there was a bunch of marine biology and stuff. Like that was the whole trip. It was like 3 days. And you're like, I don't have to go to school for 3 days.
And I get to just run away from my parents and just sleep in a cabin.
Elite.
The showering sucked. I do remember a Bible camp I went to. And I had to you had to go shower outdoors, and that wasn't great. It was cold, and I remember that.
I do remember being very, very self-conscious. Sixth grade camp was the first time I was ever going to have to shower with other kids.
It's not great.
And it wasn't in private. There wasn't
stalls
with curtains. It was just one room with six showers, and you just waited in line, and then you went in with the other six or five, you know.
That's all changed now, right?
Privacy now.
That's such an awkward age because everyone's at a slightly different stage of development right there that you're very self-conscious about. So I remember being extremely nervous about that part of sixth grade camp.
Dana,
I got through it.
Dana in the chat says, I went to high school with Ben. He was a great guy. He was a big sports nerd, involved in several teams, just not a player. A player on the sports team?
I remember Dana.
Or like a player with the ladies? Or either.
Dana had kind of longer hair in high school. He was cool looking.
Yeah?
Yeah, I remember. He was nice.
Dana's a guy?
Nice, yeah.
Okay.
Dana's a guy, yeah.
Interesting. Well, I'm excited for him because this is, you know, he's getting older. It's crazy. He's going to be a second grader next year. He's born right when the show started. It's nuts. Time flies. Sound like you want to say something.
No, I'm kind of done reliving my childhood traumas.
Hey, we all got them, man. We all got them.
I remember end of, I think it was the summer heading into middle school. We'd all just like finished up elementary school, or we were just about to or something. And there was, I don't remember if it was a birthday party or a school function, but we went down to the community pool for the afternoon. Sun was coming out and got to see like Samantha Brown in a two-piece. That's when you go, oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, those were
I
the
like
days.
Yeah, I like that.
Those were the days.
And then, you know, cool kid Jesse comes up and he's got chest hair, muscles,
cigarettes.
He's ripping lung darts, and you're just like, I'm just remember going,
I got no chance here.
This is not good. This is not good.
It's crazy how you're hit with that realization, even at like 12, 13, you're like, no, all right, I had a rival, Tommy Pennington, from another school. Me and him were always after the same girl, and he beat me more times than I got him, you know, and I still think about it all the time. This 36 years ago, you know, it's crazy. You just know sometimes, you're like, that's not a guy I'm going to be able to. He had a moped. I was like, I don't have a moped, I have a 10 speed.
I was 12 years old. I can remember this. I was at the Normandy Park pool and I was in the water kind of up, on the ledge of the pool, you know, and this guy who was just buff,
Jesse,
yoked Jesse. He and the attractive girl, they play fighting, oh, I'm gonna grab you, I'm gonna throw you in the pool. And they're both in their bathing suits, and I'm like lowering myself in the pool.
The
so like, the water's up to my chin. Yeah, I'm like, I'm just gonna get out of here.
I need a Snickers right now.
It's good to know that someone is seemingly cool and confident as Woods and easygoing also had the same.
Oh, it was a nightmare, dude.
The same childhood feelings as the most of the rest
the
of us.
The most insecure around, period.
Yeah.
The most. You were very secure, it sounds like. I was not. I was very insecure.
No, I was definitely not. I definitely had lots of anxieties and stuff as a kid.
Crazy.
No doubt about it.
It was Paulie, I'm right there with you, dude. I see it in my mind's eye because it's happened to me a million times.
They're flirting. You're just like, I got to get out of here.
I got to go. This sucks.
This is brutal.
I'm going to go play Nintendo.
All right, let's move on. We got Tim Flannery joining us on a Big League Wednesday at the bottom of the hour. Before that, though, we will play a little Take on Woods when we come back. Chance to qualify. No one has done so yet for the Las Vegas Resorts World Spa Getaway. 833-288-0973. If you'd like to play our musical trivia challenge against Woodsy, 833-288-0973. That is coming up next. Before traffic, though, speaking of self image and confidence, I have gained a little more from my SDFatLoss.com journey. Losing 40 pounds in 60 days is going to make you feel quite a bit better about yourself. Can't deny that. I did it 2 years ago, and amazingly, for the first time in my life, I've lost weight, but I've kept the weight off for 2 years. And that's part of the genius of SDFatLoss.com. It's based on real foods, not shakes or bars or mixes or injections. So when you're done losing the weight, it is so much easier to sustain the weight loss like I have because you're still eating real foods. It's not a big sudden jump back to real foods. It is so hard to make that adjustment. So they will guide you through the process. You can set up a free consultation by going to sdfatloss.com or calling 858-665-3211. It is affordable. You can get $200 off right now with the summer special. It really is. No exercise required to lose the weight. They'll show you how it's done. You have to have a little discipline, but you'll get used to it real fast like I did. And when you see the weight coming off, up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of your body weight in 60 days, makes it a lot easier to stick with the program. I promise you. Check it out today. Go to sdfatloss.com. Start your weight loss journey now at sdfatloss.com. Results may vary.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Got Tim Flannery on a Big League Wednesday
joining us
in about 10 minutes at the bottom of the hour. So let's get right to it. We need a qualifier for this month's grand prize. Let's play a little take on Woods.
Got one yesterday, didn't we?
Oh, that's right. We did have a tie yesterday. You're right. It was an overtime game, our first ever of take on Woods. All right, let's get a contestant online. I'm just going cold here. Line one, who's this?
Good start.
I know. Patrick.
That's Patrick. See, he doesn't know he's line one. I mean, he could be on any line. Patrick, you ready to play some take on Woods?
I am.
All right. You are a contestant for today. If you can beat or tie Woods, you will qualify for our new grand prize, a two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas, two spa passes, and food and beverage credit at any of their five pools. It's the largest elevated pool complex on the Strip, and the Awana Spa, the spa of choice for our own Pauly Reindl, the largest co-ed spa facility in Las Vegas.
Yeah, you want to win this one, Patrick.
Your summer stay, please visit rwlasvegas.com. All right, you get to choose our category for our five-question musical trivia game. Self-care, five song titles that include the word self or yourself in the title. A mystery category, that's a fun one. First song, two-second song. The one-word title is in the answers of the rest of the questions. And I've Got Needs, five song titles that all include the word need. So self-care, the mystery category, or I've Got Needs. Patrick, what would you like to play?
Let's go with self-care.
Self-care. All right, today we have five song titles that include either the word self or yourself in the title. You'll have 60 seconds. Answer as many as you can. If you don't know one, you can say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question's our two-second song. Pauly is queuing it up now. You need to give me both the title and the artist to score that one. And then Woods, same five questions. We'll compare at the end. Patrick, you ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. 60 seconds on the clock, Pauly. Category again is self-care. Your time begins when Paul plays our music. Good luck, Patrick. Let's take on Woods.
Self-esteem Offspring.
Correct. Which song from the 8 Mile soundtrack became the first number one single for Eminem?
Lose Yourself.
Correct. Which funky 1970 hit became the signature song for Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band?
Express Yourself.
Correct. Ed Sheeran co-wrote which understated 2015 Justin Bieber Grammy-nominated mega hit that went to number one in 15 different countries?
Pass.
Ice Cube had three charting hits from his 1993 album, The Predator. Wicked, It Was a Good Day, and which third track that also topped the hip-hop and rap charts?
Check Yourself.
Correct. Ed Sheeran co-wrote which understated 2015 Justin Bieber Grammy-nominated mega hit that went to number one in 15 different countries?
Love Yourself.
That is correct, and I feel like you would have gotten it anyway, but now at five, you may get an outright win today. Congratulations on a perfect score. Patrick, stay on the line. Paulie, we'll get your information because you cannot lose. You can only win as we bring Woods back in for what I think may be a tough one. Put your thinking cap on today. Patrick's score is locked in. Good score. All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Patrick.
That's the Offspring. Self-Esteem.
Correct. Which song from the 8 Mile soundtrack became the first number one single?
Lose Yourself.
Correct. Which funky 1970 hit became the signature song for Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band?
Respect Yourself.
Incorrect. Ugh. Ed Sheeran co-wrote which understated 2015 Justin Bieber Grammy-nominated mega hit that went to number one in 15 different countries?
Pass.
Ice Cube had three charting hits from his 1993 album, The Predator. Wicked, It Was a Good Day, and which third track that also topped the hip-hop and rap charts?
Check Yourself.
Correct. Ed Sheeran co-wrote which understated 2015 Justin Bieber Grammy-nominated single that went number one in 15 different countries?
I Touch Myself.
I love Yourself, but you had already lost because it's
no
Express
way.
Yourself, not Respect Yourself.
Oh!
Express yourself.
Damn it.
5-3, though. Patrick
takes smoked me.
Got all five of them.
Did he write
quickly.
That category?
You know, but he certainly aced that category, and he gets into the drawing for the trip to Las Vegas. Well done, Patrick. Congratulations on your win today.
Damn it. Nice work, Patrick.
He did it very nicely, very smooth. No panic in his voice.
Efficient.
Just went right through the questions and answers. One, two, three, pass, five, and then four.
All right.
All right, let's,
well done, sir.
Let's take a timeout because we'll come back, and it is a big league Wednesday. It's been a while, probably since Fantasy Camp, I think, that we have a chance to talk with the legendary Tim Flannery. Going to join us, a little Padres-Giants talk when we return with Benna Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, quickly, gang, it is Woodsy. If you are a homeowner, you're going to want to listen up right now, especially if you're maxed out on credit cards or struggling with high-interest debt. You're certainly not alone in that respect. You could pay it all off in days with Loan Pronto's Rapid Equity Loan. You can get cash out now without touching your low-rate first mortgage. No appraisals, no waiting, no BS. The Rapid Equity Loan Program at Loan Pronto is incredible. That one client got $300,000 approved in under 24 hours, paid off their debt, renovated their kitchen, did that home improvement project, cut their monthly expenses by $1,800. Big turnaround for them, feeling much better about it. Instant approvals, low rates, no hard credit pull up front. Your home's equity is yours. Use it. Get cash to consolidate your debt down to one easy low monthly payment. Call them now. They will give you a free instant appraisal for your home. See how much cash you could get out today. They are A-plus rated by the BBB. Have nearly 2,500 five-star Google reviews as well. Call now. Start the conversation at 619-207-4336. LoanPronto.com. 619-207-4336. Get debt relief now. LoanPronto.com. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1661781. On approved credit. NMLS Consumer Access.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I can say there will be no cookies consumed during the upcoming segment.
No.
We will talk.
Not by us.
Some Padres, some Giants. It is a big league Wednesday. I love that we have rotated around some of our big league guests this year and making his first appearance of the year on Bennett Woods right after our check of traffic. Great Tim Flannery about to join us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in about 30 seconds here on 97.3 The Fan. And joining us right now on Bennett Woods, he is a former major leaguer. He's a former major league third base coach. He has a band. He has a beautiful singing voice. He plays musical instruments. Tim Flannery is with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Flann, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
And we are good. We are hanging in. You've been watching. I saw you walking your dog the other day. You look so happy out walking your dog by the boys' school. And I was thinking, I wonder how much baseball Flann is consuming these days.
Yeah, I watch games every night. And then before I go to bed, I go to that MLB app and I watch the condensed games or the recap games. So, yeah, I'm staying on it. I love to watch it from a safe distance.
You know, watching the Padres play at Oracle Park, you're very familiar with that park. But the games always seem kind of the same. It's a tough place to score.
It is.
Score runs. Mm-hmm. I mean, how much did you have to account for that when you and Boach were up there, knowing that it's probably not going to be a 9-8 game on a night game and, you know, in May or June in San Francisco?
No, you know, Mike Quadi, when he was managing the Cubs, he said it the best. He would tell his Cub players, boys, we're going to San Francisco. It's going to be cold. It's going to be windy. It's going to be 2-1.
Every time.
So, I mean, that. Every time, and so pitching and playing defense and moving runners, you saw it last night. You know, the Padres have been really exciting for me to watch them add a little bit of execution, and it started last year with Mike Schilt. Every at bat, you have a plan. You have something you have to do. You have to move runners. When you play, especially when you get to those playoff games, as they've seen, and those World Series games, very rarely you're going to score 6 runs, 7 runs. So you're going to have to be able to play defense and do all the little things. And it's really great to watch Even last night, the Padres did it again, so it's really exciting to watch.
Yeah, it's been one of those really weird runs, Flan, and you've been a part of, you know, a million games in your life and at all levels, and talking to Tim Flannery here on Ben and Woods, and, you know, when a team is scuffling offensively, but still winning ball games and winning the inch and winning the margins, the mood, is there an attitude in the clubhouse like, all right, we're surviving this by the skin of our teeth. We need to get the bats going. Or is it like, hey, man, don't lose faith. Just keep going out and winning games. Because, I mean, you look, they've won 8 out of 11, and they're, you know, they're doing it 2 runs at a time. It's pretty nuts to watch.
And once you do the most of it, when you keep doing it over and over again, you understand that's the strength of the game. And when things don't work out, you know, when you're not getting big rallies, it'll be nice you score a bunch of runs. But the most part, you're going to have to consistently do that. And the more you do it, the more you believe in it, the more you know how to do it, because it is a process rather than just going up and swinging. You're going up and looking for pitches in zones in order for you to get that job done. And when you attack a strike zone to one spot, when you can go to one spot and you're looking for one thing, one pitch in one area, that's when the damage is done, you know. And look, Manny Machado, I know people over the years have, you know, he anybody that shows up every single night and plays are amazing ball players. It's not easy to play every day. You're not feeling good most of the time. You're dealing with pain. You're dealing with things that might have happened at home. You're dealing with real life situations. And to be able to just put that away and go out and play the game every night, and he leads that way. He can hit home runs. He hits the ball the other way. He shows up every day at night and plays great defense. The Padres are playing exciting baseball in a very tough division. But, you know, we've seen how the game can turn and go different directions as well.
Haven't we?
Yeah, right. So, you know, it's been fun to watch.
Talking to Tim Flannery here with Ben and Woods. I have to ask.
Let me say something real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
You said I played a million games. No, I played 976 games, and I'm fourth on the all-time Padre list ever. And I'm an all-time games played at second base. So I'm cheering for guys like Manny Machado to keep playing, and overtake the people who are ahead of him in games played. So yeah, it feels like a million games. And when I wake up in the morning before I take a hot shower and stretch, it feels like more than a million games because things hurt. But it just feels good to be been able to be a part of the great game of baseball for 25 years in the big leagues.
I love that attitude because it took almost 50 years to break Nate Colbert's franchise home run record. Manny finally did it last season. It shouldn't take 50 years to break a franchise home run record. So I want to see some of those all-time records fall because that means you got players who are sticking with your organization and are doing good things, which is great. We're talking with Tim Flannery. So I got to ask, a couple weeks ago, Padres were in Atlanta. Ninth inning, Padres are up by one. Pinch runner Eli White is on second base.
Oh, man.
Single to center. Jackson Merrill pulls up on it. Eli White, I think, you know, might score, but they give him the stop sign at third. Now, you were in a third base coach for a long time. Did you ever see a guy do what Eli White did, thinking it wasn't a stop sign, that it was a go back to second base sign where he got nailed trying to get back to back to second on a single to center?
It was ridiculous. I was screaming from that. I don't get up off the couch very often during the game. I went ballistic. And I wanted to call Mudd right away because he was going a different direction. I'm going, no. This has nothing to do with the third base coach. He was down the line. He was in perfect position. And he was holding his hands up because we have a rally going. We got people coming up that need to hit. Now, you can't fix that sometimes. And I'll tell you, I remember it coming to San Diego before the one of our runs in the playoffs in the World Series with the Giants, and we had a young guy they called up who could fly. And he went from first to third with the game on the line, sliding in at third, and I go, how many outs are there? He goes, there's two outs. No, I go, there's not two outs. There's what, you know, so if we had a meeting when we were putting together a roster for the playoffs. I said, I don't want this guy.
Wow.
I don't care how fast he is. If you don't know how many outs there are, people are going to get run out of town. A third base coach is going to get run out of town. You know, you can't fix some of that. You know, people just see what happens and they immediately blame the guy over the closest to it. But no, I've never seen that one before. We've had some other ones over the years that are pretty crazy. But that one was something you might see with the T-ball players,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. No.
And Matt Tuiasosopo, who was the third base coach of the Braves, lost his job a few days ago, was replaced by Freddy Gonzalez. I don't know that seems fair. I know they had a couple of guys throwing out the plate they thought was too aggressive. I can't even imagine
what a thankless job,
and thankless that job is. You can never do anything right. You can only do something wrong when you're the third base coach.
Yeah, if you stick around long enough, then people will believe that you are doing something right, because it is an easy way to get fired over there. And then if you line up nine coaches and say, who wants to coach third? Eight of them are taking a step back.
Which is why I make Paulie do it in our adult league games. I like being over there at first, Flan, where I just watch that back foot and I go, back! That's it. That's all I got to do.
That's what we call him. We call him the back coach.
The backup. I'm really good at it.
But also the hardest thing about first base is, especially with Cronenworth. I'll tell you what, I would have a meeting with Cronenworth right off the top and say, brother, I'm going to be your first base coach, but I'm not going to be carrying all your pads back in from the shin to the elbow to the thumb to the hand to the arm. I see these guys coming. Those coaches coming off. They need like a little trailer behind them with all the stuff.
A little cart to pull. I use a cart for T-ball, and I pull all the stuff out of my car, the long walk back to the bad field. And yeah, I had to do it.
All I do is think about, okay, because this is how my mind works. He hits four times a night. How many times in 162 games with four times a night you're putting that stuff on, taking that stuff off, putting that stuff on, taking that stuff off? I just think I'd simplify it and say, hey, I'm going to go out and play with none of it. I'm going to free myself up, and if I get hit by a ball, I'm going to ice it.
Yeah,
you know?
He's pretty tough. I mean, he's got that hot.
He did break a rib earlier this season.
He broke a rib, played through it. He worked. You know, I saw him get. He got drilled again last night in the elbow, and I'm like, God bless.
And he gets hit more than almost anyone in baseball.
No,
he does.
I get it. And he probably gets paid for wearing that stuff as well. But
yeah,
I totally get it. The broken rib, especially. Mario Soto one time in Cincinnati, I leaned into an 0-2 pitch and took a fastball to get a rally going, and we ended up winning that game. And it made him so mad that the next time we faced him a week later, first pitch, he broke three of my ribs. Yeah, and I tried to play on it, couldn't do it. I couldn't drive. I had this cool 280 ZX. I could turn right. I could turn right. I couldn't turn left because of the pain. So I always had to like backtrack and go right to wherever I was.
Three
going.
Rights make a left, Flan.
That's right. Man, I got to ask you this too, because we talked about it earlier in the week. There was a play in college baseball. Catcher got blown up, and it wasn't, it was really like two guys colliding. There was nothing they could do. They called the runner for Oregon out. They called it malicious contact. Now, you know, you were with Buster Posey. You were there. Like, you know the Buster Posey rule. Mm-hmm. I made the statement on the radio that, you know, no one knows what blocking the plate is looks like anymore. That call last night could have been blocking the plate on Maldonado. I was holding my breath as well.
Was there a lane? Was there not a lane?
Correct. It's very, very difficult, Flan. Obviously, you know, back in your day when you played short, when you played second, you knew, I got to get rid of this ball. I'm going to get my legs broken. If not, are you in favor of more safety, or does it need, because the only way you can remedy like the play at the plate now is to go back to the way it used to be. Catcher catches, he's got all the gear on, you can take him out. What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts aren't popular with today's game. You know, we played the game differently. It was the way it was, you know, and people try to kill you at second base on every single play.
Yeah.
Templeton and I, Gary and I knew, like when Gary Maddox was at first base, Gary Matthews was one. Billy Buckner would come in hard. I mean, the list goes on and on. You would know who's coming after you. But again, we would dose it out on our side as well.
Yeah.
I mean, my legs still got like just holes all up and down the shins from double plays where people come and get you. Because there's sometimes plays, but every year it goes, we're going to forget about the old school. We're going to forget about how that was played. So, I mean, it really doesn't matter what we think anymore. I just sometimes on ground ball double plays that aren't even hit hard, and you know that this guy wouldn't even get a throw off when we were playing. They can just come across nice and easy. Yeah, that would have been kind. That would have been nice, you know, but the game was different back then.
I don't think, and Flan, you can disagree, I don't think guys are any less tough now than they were. I mean, the training regimens, these guys are strong and physical.
Fast and strong,
they just make so much money that, you know, it's the owners who don't want them to get hurt because they're paying them so much money to be out there.
Absolutely.
That's you Flan, were expendable, apparently, but these guys now aren't.
Yeah, when we broke in, our minimum was $28,000 a year.
Holy cow, man.
That's what I tell people wherever I go. Well, you did this, you did this. I know you like write a check like I have money. I said, I hit 9 home runs in the 80s. Nobody got in baseball for money. I mean, when we got in baseball because we loved it. There was no money involved. I mean, we signed a contract. What do you mean? I get to go to Amarillo, Texas and do 20-hour bus rides, make $500 a month, and live on $6 a day.
And it's 107 degrees.
I'm all in.
I'm in. I love it. I love it. For love of the game, truly, Flan, you are a legend. We love you, man. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, you guys. Keep up the great work.
We will. Thanks, brother.
Tim Flannery.
The best, man. The
nearly
best.
1,000 games at second base for the San Diego Padres.
He has promised me that he told me once, he said, when the boys start playing real baseball, none of this machine or anything like that, I will come out and I will work with them and I will show. I told Bo, Flan's going to come out and show you how to turn one. Flan's going to come out and show you how to pick one. Flan's going
to,
you know, where you,
what
you
need.
And you will listen
word.
To every word he says. And Bo's eyes like lit up. It's crazy.
Well, I still have the fungo and you don't. So you will listen to every damn word I say.
Still one of the greatest moments of my media career. Down at the queue in the dugout before the game, just waiting for a pregame show, hours away, doing what I always do. And Flan walks out. He looks around and he doesn't see anybody else. And he goes, I need to warm up. And he tosses me a glove.
So
says, come out of the field
sick.
With me. Warm me up. Like, I'm out of the field at the queue, warming up Tim Flannery so he can throw BP to, you know, I don't know, Greg Vaughn later, whoever it was going to be. Like, I'm warming up Tim Flannery.
That's the
out
best.
This is so fun. This
How
is so cool.
Nervous.
Don't
were
drop.
You?
How
I'm
really nervous. And there was no one out. Well, there was no one to watch us, because if there was,
true.
He would have had them warming him up. I was the only person there at the time.
Yeah, him hitting me fungos at fantasy camp is a life highlight.
The best.
A life highlight. It was great. He's so great.
All right, we've got an update from Dennis Lynn on a potential return target for Yu Darvish. We will get to that coming up in the final hour of Ben and Woods. Got a round of report as well. All ahead on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.